Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah.
to Prolific Fire. Today is our 1 year anniversary, and I give all the glory and honor and praise to God, because without him, it wouldn't be possible. And without each and every one of you, it wouldn't be possible either. So I thank every listener, every person that will call in, I thank you. Everybody that will listen in the archives later on, I thank you as well. You are all a part of the Prolific Fire family, and I give God all the glory for you as well. Tonight is going to be a little different because tonight is our celebration night, and God laid it on my heart to just share my testimony. And I hope that you all will get a blessing out of it, because I feel like some of you all are in the place that I was once in. And you need to be encouraged. But if I just had to call it something for tonight, I would call it, "It Will Come to Pass." My life changed forever on March 31st, 1998. Yesterday, someone came to my house, right in the midst of my wrongdoing, asked to pray with me, and asked me to come to church that Sunday. Think about it. What was the moment, what was the timing that changed your life forever, that catapulted you to where you are now? Remember this. Everything begins in time, but love, everything happens in time. Everything begins in time, and everything happens in time. You don't always have to go to God. God loves you so much that he will come to you if need be. God loved me so much on that particular day, he sent somebody to me. And I believe that through my voice, somebody's going to get saved, somebody's going to get delivered tonight. God is sending me to you. That's right, on our celebration night, on our anniversary night, he is sending me to you. This is your moment of destiny. And I pray you receive. I went to church still in my mess, but I kept my promise to attend. God will reach out for you while you are yet unclean and set you up to be changed if you will receive. Like I just said, I pray that you receive, because God will reach out for you while you are yet unclean. You don't have to try to change yourself. Just come to Jesus just as you are, and he will do the changing for the better. I received as best I knew how. Still in my mess, I was a sinner reborn. But there was still work that needed to be done in me. A word for somebody. Listen to me closely. Don't feel condemned because you are not all you should be for God right now. The act of salvation is free. The act of salvation is free, but the progression of salvation, sanctification, is work. Keep working it. The Bible says, work out your own soul salvation. That's Philippians 2:12. There is nobody in God that got that way overnight. It's a process. Believe me, there is nobody in God that got that way overnight. It's a process. It was indeed a process. I was heavily addicted to secular music. It was my drug of choice. I would rather buy a CD than eat, and many days I did. Pitiful, but I did. A collection of 400 to 500 CDs or more. There were CDs stuffed everywhere in my room. The world loved me, and I loved the world, which left no room for God. God says, tell somebody my greatest addiction musically was Prince. I was addicted to Prince, the man, the music, etc. In the midst of the process, God will require of you that thing you think you need to feel happy. See, back then, I thought I needed Prince's music to feel happy. And you know what happened? God required that thing of me. And I'm telling you tonight, whatever that thing is that you think you need to make you feel happy, God will require that of you. For me, I had to get rid of all the secular music, especially Prince. Prince had became an idol, a god in my life. What is it that's lording over you, disabling your process? What is it that is lording over you, disabling your process? Ask God to reveal what and whom you need to let go of. Clean your house. Ask God to reveal what and or whom you need to let go of and clean your house. I stayed with that ministry I started out under for 2 years, after which that ministry ended up closing. That's why I give God all the honor and the praise for Prolific Fire tonight, because I know the enemy comes against ministries, and ministries end up closing. But I bind that spirit in the name of Jesus. This time next year, we will still be here. The only difference is we would have increased a little bit farther in the name of Jesus. We're going all the way in the name of Jesus. Like I said, I stayed with that ministry I started out under for 2 years, after which that ministry ended up closing. That was 1998 to 2000. Then came the desert season. That's a time of loneliness, isolation. I know everybody can relate to that. A time where you just don't have nobody to talk to. You want to talk to somebody, but there really is nobody other than God. John found himself in a desert place. Luke 1:80 in the NIV, and the child grew, speaking of John, and he lived in the desert until he appeared publicly to Israel. If you feel you are in a desert place right now, don't be discouraged. Your growth is in that uncomfortable but needed place. Your growth is in that uncomfortable but needed place. The Bible says John lived in the desert until, and that's the word somebody needs to hear. Somebody needs to wait until. John lived in the desert until he appeared publicly to Israel. Your unveiling will come out of that desert experience. Your unveiling will come out of that desert experience. I had no pastor to call, no understanding of the Bible except the Psalms, and no friends to call who were above my level in God. I told you, I was alone. It's just me and God. When God is processing you for the greater, He uses separation to get your focus centered. When God is processing you for the greater, He uses separation to get your focus centered. There comes a time when you must make a decision to sink or swim in God. There comes a time when you must make a decision. Either I'm going to sink or I'm going to swim in God. And I'm so thankful tonight that I made the decision to swim in God, to stay afloat. I started diving into the Word even though I didn't understand. Bought simpler translations like the NIV and the Contemporary English Version, and I asked God to help me understand the Word, and He did. For somebody in transition, that's key. Make the decision to stay afloat in God no matter what is coming against you right now. Make the decision to stay afloat in God no matter what is coming against you right now. And for anybody that's new to Prolific Fire, I repeat things when it's in my spirit so that person can get it. Because I don't care. I'm just here for you to get it. Ask God to help you. He will. He's no respecter of persons. Invest in a simpler translation of the Bible. I'm so thankful for the years when I had nobody. I'm thankful for those years. I'm thankful for the years when it was just me and God. From 2000 to 2002, it was just me and God for 2 years. In 2002, God spoke to my spirit to join a certain local church, a word for somebody. You are confused about your next move in God. Listen, pay attention. God will erupt in your spirit like a bubbling brook when it's time. Until then, stay put. You are confused about your next move in God. Listen, pay attention. God will erupt in your spirit like a bubbling brook when it's time. Until then, stay put. In this next season of my life, and I knew going in it was just seasonal, I found myself sitting in a place that awakened the hidden in me. I was doing Christian poetry, but God was showing me more, visions of the preacher, who I now know was Prophetess Stacy. You are more than what they have labeled you. Be careful not to let people label you. By labeling you, they disqualify another part of you. Be careful to not let people label you. By labeling you, they disqualify another part of you. That's powerful. Hope somebody got that. Never stay where you only have accepted. Never stay where you only have accepted. God has too many gems, pearls in you for that. God recently spoke to me and said, you can't go back to that place because they have labeled you and can't see you. There was a mess. The preacher would be preaching, and I was seeing and hearing another message entirely going forward. I imagine it was that same way for Joseph in the book of Genesis 2. He was seeing and hearing from God, but his brothers was not receiving his dreams or the interpretation of. His brothers plotted to get rid of him, but little did they know that was just God's way of getting him away from home and into transition. That was just God's way of getting Joseph away from home and into transition. You can't hang around those you are hanging around and expect to transition. You can't hang around those that you're hanging around and expect to transition. It's just not going to happen like that. I stayed at that local church a year and a half before transitioning out into a place, a church, a ministry, where the prophetic gift in me began to awaken. It was now 2003. I had been ordered by God quite aggressively and quickly to get rid of every secular CD, etc. I owned in 2002, so I was not ready. When God wants something done, he wants it done immediately. He wants it done immediately. He expects obedience. He knows what your roadblocks are. You hear me? He knows what your roadblocks are. I can't tell you what your roadblocks are, but he knows. Whatever it is that's hindering you, he knows what it is, and he will require that you remove it. Before God can move, you must move. God will always send you into a place or a position to cultivate your gift. God will always send you into a place or a position to cultivate your gift. We see this through the life of Joseph in the book of Genesis. As long as Joseph was at home, he only interpreted his dreams. But by the time he made it to that Egyptian prison, he was interpreting other dreams, others' dreams. It took the pit, the palace, and the prison to cultivate Joseph's gifts and make him the second highest ranking official in Egypt. Beloved, don't hate or hinder your process to a greater you. Beloved, don't hate or hinder your process to a greater you. The greater the anointing, the greater the process. The oil is not easily crushed to increase. The greater the anointing, the greater the process. The oil is not easily crushed to increase. Believe me, this is just a portion of my testimony, the portion God is allowing me to share for tonight. So here I am in a place where the prophetic in me was increasing. going in, God had already told me who I was. He told me through the word. He told me through Matthew 10, verse 27. What I tell you in the dark, speak in the daylight. What is whispering in your ear, proclaim from the roofs, which is what I try to do every Monday night on Politify. To God be the glory. God's word will always identify you when people cannot. Stay in the word. God's word will always identify you when people cannot. Stay in the word. Speaking destiny unaware, because that's exactly what I did. I spoke destiny unaware. Your words can unlock your future. Your words can unlock your future. If it is the will of God for your life, it will come to pass. If it is the will of God for your life, it will come to pass. I spoke Politify into existence unaware of what I was really putting into motion. I was listening to the radio one day, and I said out of the blue, God, I can do that. But I was saying it playfully. He presented the opportunity, paid the cost, and told me to start the ministry on check out today's date, 9-9. And always air the show at 9 o'clock. It's something after 9 where I am. I'm in the Central Standard Time Zone. For those of you that don't know, 9 is the biblical number for birthing. Politify was the will of God intended to birth out some things and mend up some hurts. Politify was the will of God intended to birth out some things and mend up some hurts. God spoke to me in preparation for tonight. God said Prolific Fire is a global ministry. This is just what you can see for now. Thank you, Jesus. I give you the glory and all the honor for that, and I receive that. Prolific Fire is just a global ministry, and this is just what you can see for now. But there's much more coming. So I had to play Shine at the beginning of this show. That song is labeled as secular, wrong. That song has the prophetic voice of God on it. This ministry will shine all over the world. Somebody saying, well, Prophet Stacy, that is good for you. I'm here to tell somebody, if you believe God, it will come to pass. God is no respecter of persons, but he is a respecter of faith. God is no respecter of persons, but he is a respecter of faith. 2 Chronicles 20:20 in the New King James says, have faith in God and you will be established. Established, made stable, unmovable. Some of you have the spirit of Jeremiah. God told Jeremiah in Jeremiah 1, I knew you and appointed you to be. But Jeremiah, out of his own insecurity, and that's what's wrong with some of you, you're insecure. But Jeremiah, out of his own insecurity, starts talking about what he is and what he can't do. But in Jeremiah 1:6, Jeremiah says, I am only a child, and I do not know how to speak. To that, God says, Jeremiah, don't say that. God is saying the same thing to some of you. Don't say that. I knew you. I appointed you. Go on through the process because if you speak, as I spoke Prolific Fire, if you speak, and if, notice I said if it is God's will for your life, it will come to pass. You are nothing other than what God has called you. Everything else can be dismissed. Cancel out of your spirit right now. You are nothing other than what God has called you. Everything else can be dismissed. Cancel out of your spirit right now. And I hope this testimony encouraged somebody to go on believing that the destiny that God has for them, it will come to pass. They just speak it and believe it and stand on his word. Most of all, stay in the word, and it will come to pass. I I'm going to give you all time to call in for prayer if you desire to do so. In the meantime, I'm going to play a song. This is Risen. It Will Come to Pass.
Hurry, go.
Father God, I thank you once again for tonight, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, how you kept this ministry a whole year, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, how you're speaking to my ears, Lord God, and you're showing my eyes, Lord God, the new things that you want to do through this ministry, Lord God. And I pray, Lord God, that when you do the new things, Lord God, everybody that's listening, Lord God, will be blessed from it, oh God. I thank you for this 1 year, God. I thank you for the next coming years, oh God. I thank you for it in advance, Lord God. I even thank you for somebody that's listening, Lord God, that's struggling, Lord God, in ministry and in business, Lord God. But I thank you for them, Lord God, in advance, Lord God, realizing that praise is going to unlock what they need, Lord God. Therefore, I give you the praise and the honor on their behalf, Lord God, to unlock a blessing for them, God. Let it come to pass, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. The same as you've done for me, Lord God, do it for them on tonight, Lord God. Somebody has the spirit of Jeremiah, Lord God. They don't have confidence in themselves, Lord God. You call them to do this and to do that, but the problem is not with you, it's with them. Help them to have courage in themselves, Lord God. Help them to not be insecure, Lord God, but to trust what you said that you can do through them, God, and to put their hand in your hand, as the old people used to say, Lord God. If they just join hand with you, Lord God, all things are possible, God. I thank you, Lord God, for birthing out new things in every listener, Lord God, new good things, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. You call this ministry to birth. That's why it's 9:09 at 9 o'clock Central Standard Time, Lord God, because you called us to birth, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for unlocking new things, new good things, Lord God. And I thank you for binding up hurts, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, let this night be a good night, not just for me in celebration of this ministry, Lord God, but for everybody, Lord God, that's connected to this ministry, God. Bless them beyond belief, Lord God, on tonight. Show them what you can do in the name of Jesus. Until next time, I love you all. I'm going to give you some contact information just in case you need me throughout the week. Of course, you all know that you can find me on Twitter at Prolific Fire, or you can go to Facebook at facebook.com/Prophetess Stacy, or you can email me if you need prayer or private consultation. Email Prolific Fire, rather, prolificfire@gmail.com. Or God is blessing in so many areas. If you're away from your computer and you can't come back to this website, you can go to iTunes and look up Prolific Fire with Prophetess Stacy. It is a free podcast, and it will let you listen to any other shows that bless you. You can re-listen to it and be encouraged and be strengthened throughout your week. Until then, I will see you next Monday. Have a blessed night. I'm going to end the show with "It Will Come to Pass," because somebody needs to get that in their spirit. It's going to come to pass. Tonight is not just about me and Prolific Fire. It's about you, too, because what you believe in God for, it will come to pass. It's a poster of something on my wall. It says, "Why settle for less?" And that's what you all need to remember. Why settle for less? I look at it every day to remind myself that I don't have to settle for less. You need to get something before your eyes that will encourage you to push and to push no matter what, and to keep going. Why settle for less? What you believe in God for, it will come to pass. Once again, this is Risen. Have a blessed night.
come to pass.
Come to pass.
If you need to be delivered,
God said he would do it.
Just have faith and believe.